Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, and I'm here with Brett and Kyle.
What's up?
What's happening, everybody?
And things might sound a little bit different because this is the first episode of 2023, and we are launching kind of Engage to Flourish 2.0. That's how I like to call it, Engage to Flourish 2.0. And we're doing a little bit of shifting for 2023. We're going to be making some changes, but they're all really exciting. And that's really some of the things that we're going to be sharing today as part of this episode is some of the changes that are coming to Engage to Flourish for 2023. So as 2022 has wrapped up, I just wanted to give a little bit of a recap of 2022. If you haven't listened to the recap episode, you can listen to the recap episode. But we started our podcast in 2022 in January. And at that time, we had one singular podcast called Engage to Flourish. And a lot of what we were trying to do originally was getting a lot of different voices from our church, sharing a lot of different content. And as the year went on, we incorporated a separate podcast called Catalyst Stories. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a little bit. But because we included Catalyst Stories and a lot of other people have come on to Catalyst Stories to share their testimonies and share about what God's been doing in their lives, we've been discerning what direction do we want to go with Engage to Flourish? Because we didn't feel this need anymore to have a bunch of different voices on. We felt like we could focus a little bit more on content for this year. Having Brett and Kyle on, you know, I know Trish is going to get kind of bummed out that she's probably going to be third on the podium.
Already got one on the board, Trish.
Well, I guess, Kyle, we got a raise, so it's okay that she's first on the podium because we're above the podium.
We got elevated.
Yeah,
now,
we got elevated. We don't have to compete anymore.
Right. Yeah, so I guess Brett and Kyle will now be co-hosts on Engage to Flourish, and we'll be doing a lot of content together. We'll be doing a lot of discussions and more roundtable type things as opposed to interview style, which was kind of the direction that we went to at the beginning of 2022 with Engage to Flourish. This year will be a lot more roundtables, a lot more just diving into different content. Some of it's going to be more in line with the direction that our church is going in terms of trying to align ourselves with some of the sermon series and trying to give opportunities to dive in a little bit deeper in different ways that might be difficult to do during a sermon. So I'm really excited about 2023 for Engage to Flourish. What do you guys think?
I'm looking forward to it. I had the privilege of being able to see the podcast live and just how it's changed and seeing, Catalyst Stories as well. And so I'm thankful to be a part of it. I've always appreciated the conversations we've had and even the ones that we have off air. I think that kind of has sparked a lot of just the good discernment and thinking and seeing each other's perspectives and talking about things. And so I'm glad that we'll be able to provide some of that conversation and those discussions for our church or just anybody that's listening.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I like the direction of aligning with the sermon series because we haven't had that before. And being somebody that does speak sometimes on Sundays, as a speaker, we can't go over all the stuff that we uncover or that we, you know, just come upon for certain topics. And so, you know, this will give, I mean, we're not always going to be the speakers that are coming on here, but we'll have a chance to like dive deeper into certain topics that we don't have that option or that the speakers don't have the option to do. So I'm hopeful that people really get encouraged by or actually challenged by some of the discussions we're going to have.
Yeah. Sometimes the speakers get the hook.
Yeah.
One of the sermons this past year just comes to mind where Pastor Barry wasn't speaking. It was a guest speaker and he was going a little bit long and Pastor Barry was standing in the back. I was probably the only one that saw him, but he was trying to motion, hey, it's time to wrap it up. So yeah, sometimes the speakers have a lot to say, especially the ones that may be guest speakers, and not have enough time to share what they want to share on a Sunday morning. So this is an opportunity for them to share a little bit more.
I think it's not only just the time constraints. It's like there's some things that just don't come across right in that kind of format. So I think this kind of roundtable format allows us to have a different type of discussion and go to different different places that we couldn't do on a Sunday morning.
So you're telling me, Kyle, since you're a guest host on here, we'll get to hear your full message. We'll get to hear the first part on Sunday, and then you can get the rest of it on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
Especially because you've been speaking quite a bit lately, Kyle.
Yeah, I think I got, I don't think I'll be on for a little while, so I think we're good on that. No, but I mean, we're going to do one on God's design, a series on God's design. One's going to be on, I think, gender. One's going to be on marriage. There's going to be some ones that are, they're, you know, potentially more controversial, but from a speaker, they're not going to be able to ask questions. They're not going to be able to dive into like what ifs and things like that. So we'll be able to then kind of go to some of those directions. And I think that'll be helpful for our listeners to be able to kind of wrestle with things too.
Yeah. So we are trying to dive in a little bit more with content, and you will be hearing Brett and Kyle and myself a lot more on this, on Engage to Flourish, but we are still planning on incorporating outside voices and other guests to come on. So it's not like we're eliminating it totally, but we're just going to focus a little bit more on content as opposed to people.
Not just Trish either.
Yeah, so just so that people don't get tired of the same voices.
Yeah, I was thinking that people were going to get tired of my voice, but I think so far it's been okay. Okay, so some of the other things that we're trying to do for Engage to Flourish this upcoming year is we really want to take this as an opportunity for our speakers to have more time as well. So it will be the three of us, but then there are going to be times where we're going to be trying to get some of the speakers on to come on and share a little bit more or deeper, or if there's certain things that they didn't feel were appropriate to share on a Sunday morning, that they could dive into that here as well. So we do want to kind of open this up a little bit more for a deeper dive and deeper discussion, because, you know, there are certain constraints that you might have on a Sunday morning in terms of like visitors or other people that might not be ready for the in-depth part of the sermon that you can dive in a little bit deeper on the podcast.
Right. And that really aligns with where our church is focusing this year, and that's on discipleship. And so I think that this is going to be another tool to help our people be discipled more and for them to grow more in their faith. So, yeah, I think this is it's a great like complementary piece to what we have to offer at church.
Yeah, and so we do have some exciting things coming up down the pike, too, for in terms of discipleship. Pastor Barry kind of introed it a little bit this past Sunday that we will be doing a all-church New Testament Bible reading for 2023 starting in a few weeks, where we're going to, as a church, take one chapter a day for 5 days a week and be able to finish the whole New Testament by the end of 2023. So that's kind of exciting too. So if you haven't read the New Testament all the way through, this is an opportunity to do it together as a church and do it together as a church family.
Have you done this type of reading plan before, Brett?
Well, during the pandemic, I tried to read through the whole Bible chronologically because I thought that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Never had read it that way. And I almost stayed on track and did it all, but I kind of petered off towards the end. But I think you guys putting in a lot of the work and strategically planning how to allow us and our church to follow a plan that is doable, but also enough that we are engaging with the word and building, you know, a good habit of reading God's word. I think it'll be really beneficial for us. And I hope that a lot of people choose to dive into that.
Yeah. So with that, we are trying to encourage our community to come together to read the Bible. Pastor Barry shared some statistics this past Sunday where he talked about the more people engage with the Bible, the more effect that it has on their life. And really, it's at least four times a week that the studies have shown when you engage with the Bible at least four times a week, then you see significant changes in your life. And so we wanted to put together something where, as a church, we can encourage everyone to dive in five times a week. And that's one of the cool things about the program that we've set up is that there are only five per week. So if you get behind or if you miss a day, you have the weekend to make it up too. So you don't have to feel like if I miss one day, then I'm getting behind and then you get really behind, but there are opportunities to make it up. So we're excited. This is going to really launch in 2 weeks, starting on the week of January 23rd. And we're going to kick it off, and it's going to be something that, you know, we want all the adults to participate in, but it can also be something that the kids can participate in too. Kyle, you said you had mention it to your kids. Do you want to share how that conversation went?
I just felt like I want our whole family to go through it. So I don't want it to just be for me or even my wife. I want our kids to do it too. So I told my kids, hey, in a couple of weeks we're going to do this. So we're going to clear off a spot on the kitchen table, and I want you guys to keep your Bible out there. And we're going to have it, the schedule available printed, but we're also going to have it digital. But for them, I'm going to have a printed version. Hey, you'll know this week I got to read these ones. You can check them off or whatever. But as a family, we'll all be reading the same, pretty much the same chapter each day. So I think there's just value in that. Then I don't think, I'm not sure. I mean, I know my wife would want to every day talk about it then too, but I'm trying to be realistic and, you know, but I think at least several times a week, hey, what did, we'll have an opportunity. Hey, what did you think about the reading today? What did you think about Jesus when he healed the woman that was bleeding? Like, what did that, you know, stand out? So it'll give us, as parents, it'll give us that opportunity. It's kind of like built in already to have those spiritual moments. So,
sorry, I lost my place because Kyle was talking about the story of the woman, and that was actually on The Chosen this past weekend, and Kyle didn't even watch it yet, so I thought it was funny that he mentioned that.
That's the one that's on my mind.
You're just really excited to watch that episode.
I am.
So speaking of reading the Word, and you talked about how this is like something that kind of supplements our faith or these acts of discipleship and things like that. How do you then see like Catalyst Stories being another supplement to the listeners or just for us to hear or the difference that kind of the vision that Engage the Flourish is taking? How do both of these things supplement listeners?
So as a church staff, one of the things that we've been talking about a lot over the past year has been, what do we do and what do our people do with the other 166 hours that they're not at church, right? There's 168 hours in a week, and, you know, most of us are at church maybe 2 to 3 hours. So what are people doing with those other 166, 165 hours per week? Are they filling themselves with Netflix? Are they filling themselves with other things, or are they filling themselves with opportunities to engage the Lord? And so really that's part of what we wanted Engage to Flourish to be. And that's why we're, you know, together as a church coming to say, we want to read the Bible together and have a plan for that so that that can fill more of our week. And as the studies have shown, when people are engaging the Bible 4 times or more per week, that's really when they see transformation. And so with Catalyst Stories, we felt that that's really another place where people can get encouraged to, by hearing how God is working in other people's lives. And, you know, one of the cool things about that is a lot of times when we are in a place where we might feel far from the Lord, we're not the only ones. Other people are experiencing that as well. Right. And so as we hear other people in their stories, a lot of times we find places where we can relate to them and how they are interacting with the Lord and how they're seeing the Lord can really minister to us and really be places where we can recognize what God is doing in our lives, even when we don't see it ourselves. And so I think that that's one of the cool things about Catalyst Stories. How about for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, a Catalyst Stories, it's really just testimonies. And I think testimonies have so much power, and sometimes we don't give them enough weight of the impact they can have. And I think it's for the person that shares them just as much as the person that listens to them. Because I think when you reshare your testimony, it reignites that moment that you had with God at that time. And I think there's something special about that. But then it also releases that to the people that are listening or that you're sharing with. And so for this platform, we're able to get it out to a lot more people than you normally have the opportunity to. So I think it's a really valuable tool for our church. And I think it has other facets to it. You just get to know people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to know them on a, you know, from some kind of intimate encounter they have with the Lord, or some, maybe it's even like a fun story they have to share. But I really appreciate that. And, you know, I do have to give a shout out to Mark. Mark Biles, he actually is the first person, I think, that John told me that came up to John and actually said, John, I want to share my testimony.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's powerful. Mm. And then I actually said to John, I said, you need to get that word out to everybody that you're not just seeking out people. You want people to come seek out you, so that you want people to come on your show. And so, hey, if you're listening to this and you have a testimony to share, go talk to John. He has a great tool to help you kind of like process through your testimony. And then I like how John does a good job of asking the questions and kind of drawing out some of those spiritual nuggets that maybe even the listener doesn't even realize. But I think he does a good job. I mean, not the listener, the person sharing, But then I think for the listener, when we're listening, it's like, yeah, like Damon said, I can connect with that or I can relate to that. So that those are some of the things that I appreciate.
Yeah, stories are something that I think we're all drawn to. And so what better way than to hear, you know, your brothers and sisters? And like you said, sometimes it's getting to know people that you don't know that well, mm-hmm. or you never would have guessed these stories would come out of. And other times you know the person, but just hearing the stories and how God is working in it and through it, I think is a huge encouragement and uplifting to me personally. And I think in a lot of them, I got chills at certain moments just from hearing it. And it's funny how for someone sharing, sometimes they're always like, my story's not that good. Or like, it's not, I've heard crazier stories before. Or God doesn't. And then, you know, as a listener, I hear the story, I'm like, oh my gosh. Right. And so in that same way, like you said, sometimes we don't give it enough weight, but I really do like how John has focused on that. And he's so good with each guest and walking them through it and just talking. Yeah, I feel like his voice is very soothing for mm-hmm. a podcast or like almost like radio. Like I feel like I'm listening to like smooth jazz or something when I hear John talk. But I think the thing that just came to mind was, you know, you're talking about all the hours we spend outside of church, and there's so many hours, and what are we filling our time with? I think hearing Catalyst stories reminds me of like how much God is working, that sometimes I think as a Christian, I feel like I need to, like, okay, there's 166 hours, so I need to dedicate X amount of hours to God, but it's like you're trying to separate everything, mm-hmm. when really it's like, no, I need to allow God to be in all the time that I have, the spending the time making decisions or things that I'm doing. It doesn't have to be like, okay, only for these hours I'm dedicating to God, and then the rest it's like, we'll see what happens, mm-hmm. right? But in my daily decisions, when things come up, when I hear about things, am I saying, okay, God, like, should I pray for this? Like, that's mm-hmm. spending time with him too. Mm-hmm. It's just allowing him or going to him about it and spending more of that time, more of that natural instinct to want to invest in your relationship with him, whether it's seeking guidance or praising him or listening to good content. And so, yeah, I think it's a good focus, and it's a good way that we can, I think, grow together, and each of us grow individually in our walks with God.
Yeah, one of the things that is highlighted as we're talking about Catalyst stories is one of the commands that is frequently in the Bible is to remember. Mm-hmm. Right? God is always telling his people to remember. And I think that this is a way, through Catalyst stories and all the testimonies, for us to be able to remember the things that God has done. And there's a scene, I don't want to spoil it for Kyle because he hasn't seen it yet, but there's
have you seen it, Brett?
Not yet.
I don't want to spoil it for everybody.
For anybody.
I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but there's a scene that really comes to mind is in this past episode of The Chosen. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, you can pause the or skip ahead.
No, just don't blow it. Come on.
Okay, well, there's a part where just Jesus says, like, you blessed me today. Mm. And I think when we remember the things that God does, I feel like that's what it does. It's a way that we can bless the Lord, because we're remembering what he's done for us, and we're living in that type of relationship where we're just recognizing him and his goodness and his love and his care for us. And so as we share those things, and I think our church is really good at that too, you know, it seems like every time we have open mic nowadays, there's no dead time at all. It's like people are raring to get up and go share their stories. And so I do feel like that's part of the culture of our church, is to remember and share. And so Catalyst Stories is a way that, in a longer format, you know, we have 30, 45, some of them have been an hour long, but that's a lot more time that you can spend on developing the story and sharing really the fullness of what God has done, as opposed to maybe 5 minutes on a Sunday morning, right, during open mic. Right. And so those are some of the things that I appreciate about Catalyst Stories and why we have Catalyst Stories now, and how that allows us with Engage to Flourish to not feel like we have to just always be bringing on multiple people to share, but we can really dive into more content and helping to give content that will help the listeners to be able to deal with different difficult situations or awesome situations. You know, last year we talked about our theme verse for Engage to Flourish was going to be Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And we also talked about kind of the contextual aspect of that. And what Paul was talking about before that was how he's able to flourish, whether everything's going good or whether everything's going bad. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what we want for all of our people. And so those are some of the things that we're going to try to be diving into this year with Catalyst, or not Catalyst Stories. We've been talking about Catalyst Stories so much. It's on my mind. With Engage to Flourish, is we want to help people to discern and wrestle with content that will help them as we go along to be able to deal with and flourish no matter what season they're in, whether it's a great season and everything's going well or whether it's a difficult season and everything's going wrong.
Yeah, and I think that's what's cool about God kind of orchestrating these two podcasts. We, you know, 13 months ago, we had zero podcasts, yeah, right? And now we've had two. But I think, you know, having Engage to Flourish, but also then having Catalyst Stories, it's strategic because we're able to tackle different needs and provide different content and yet still get different voices out and just really help people be discipled. And I think that still was our heart last year. Now I think it's going to be a different focus through this podcast. But I thought maybe you could end the time by just kind of sharing what you see going forward for this 2023, Damon.
Yeah, so as Pastor Barry kind of shared this past Sunday, a lot of the focus for 2023 is going to, as a church, as a whole, is going to be on discipleship and how are we becoming more like Christ. And as he was talking about this on Sunday, he kept saying, you know, the goal for the Christian life is to be more like Christ. And the thing that I feel like the Lord has been putting on my heart, especially the past few weeks, few months, is, and it keeps coming to my, people keep talking about, is that Jesus was the most happy, most joyful person to have ever lived. And so when we think about that, you know, becoming more like Christ, I think that's one of the things that a lot of times we forget, that Jesus was really happy and really joyful. And I think that's one thing that The Chosen really does a good job of, is showing that side of him, the playful, the fun, the joyful side. Because a lot of times in the pictures that I've had growing up, or, you know, we see the passion, you know, we see the difficult stuff that he's gone through. We see the stoic Jesus, but we don't see the fun Jesus. And I think that's been something that he's been highlighting to me recently is, you know, Jesus was a fun guy. And if we're growing more into, are you laughing because that's kawaii?
No, I was going to say, you can make a shirt that says Jesus is a fun guy.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke because I'm a Clipper fan and Kawhi Leonard a few years ago got in trouble. Well, not in trouble, but he said he was a fun guy and he got memed all over the place. Anyway, back to Jesus. You know, Jesus had a sense of humor. He was the most happy, most joyful person to have ever lived. And so for us to be more like him, that's something that we get to experience as well. More happiness, more joy as we become more in his likeness. And so one of the things that stands out about that is that he was able to be joyful even when things were hard, right? And so he was in the place where he's on the cross and he's saying, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing, right? And so he's in this most difficult situation where he's getting crucified, but yet he's able to forgive in that moment. To me, that's like a flourishing moment to me, where we're recognizing he's in a place where he's flourishing, because this is like the difficult time and he's able to do something that would be so hard for us on a regular day to forgive, but he's able to do that in this very difficult time. And so I think that's really, for me, what the heart is for Engage to Flourish, especially for this upcoming year, is for us to be able to dive deeper into some of this content, some of these topics, some of these sermon series and different ways, so that we can help to put all of our listeners in a place where they're feeling like they're able to flourish and they're able to experience more of God, experience more joy, even when it's hard.
Yeah, and it's, you know, how do you become more like Jesus? It's like habits, right? It's like the word that we don't like to hear, like, oh, habit. I don't want to.
Well, that's because a lot of times habits are associated with like they're habits. Hard or bad habits or things habits that are negative.
Yeah, but I'll give the first shout out for 2023 to Mimo. She sent another podcast.
Okay. Woohoo! Good job. Shout out your wife, Kyle.
Yeah, she sent another podcast this morning with some notes. See, I don't even have to listen to it. Dang. I already know what's on there. But, you know, it's a podcast from John Ortberg, and he called habits kingdom extenders. And when I read that, I was like, oh, that's a different perspective to take on it. You know, it's really, I don't know. I found that just a lot more life-giving. But it really, that's the journey of discipleship, right? We're all creating habits, or we all have habits that in our lives. But are they leading us towards God, or are they pulling us from Him? Mm-hmm. You know, like Brett, what do you think about when you hear habits and how that can help us with discipleship?
I think naturally, like we were joking about, when I think of habits initially, I think of all the ones that I need to break. You can ask Brittany about some of those. But
marriage does that, right?
Yeah, it definitely shows you your habits and which ones need to break. That's another podcast, Kyle. Yeah,
there you go.
But no, it's so instrumental in creating good habits and these kingdom extenders, because the thing about habits is like they take time, mm-hmm. right? To break one, to create a new one. Mm-hmm. And so if it's already going to take you time, then it's like you need to do the work beforehand or earlier to get ahead, or to try to establish kingdom extending habits or trying to get rid of things that are hard, because I feel like the deeper you get into the habit, the harder it is to change it. And so with the Bible reading plan, with listening to the podcast, with all these things, I think they're pretty easy ways to start to build good habits, to fill yourself with things that are positive, that align with the Lord, and maybe stay away from the things that are pulling you away or could take your distraction or take your mental capacity or whatever it is from it. And so I know for me, I've tried to be intentional about my habits and creating more things like reading more, what material I'm even focusing on that I'm looking on the internet, or what am I watching or listening to? What is entering into my mind and my heart and my soul? And I think it's been really helpful in just my everyday, where I'm at feeling emotionally, spiritually, is just being able to be a little bit more consistent. And so I hope that for all the listeners and us included, as we walk through this journey, that that's something that we can all discover and find. And it'll look a little different for everybody, but I think as we do it together, it'll be cool to see how a lot of these habits bring out. We're able to experience more of God and become more like He created us to be.
Yeah, and with the podcast, we will probably be talking about some of the Bible reading, since we're going to be engaging with, you know, this is one way to keep us accountable to it too, is that, you know, we're going to be probably talking a little bit about the Bible reading plan each week to encourage all the listeners to participate, but then also to keep ourselves accountable and just share some of the things that God's highlighting to us through the reading as well. But when I think of habits, one of the things that comes to mind is defaults. Like, what is our default when bad things happen? Do we go to a place of anger? Do we go to a place of hurt? Where do we go? And creating good habits will help us to shift and change some of our defaults to being people that can, like in Jesus's example, be in a place where we're in being hurt, but able to forgive, right? And that can be the default for us, is being a place, people that are able to love even when we're not loved, to be people that are joyful in a time where we should feel sorrow. And those can be the defaults, where we're defaulting back to God's kingdom in our lives, and not just the way that the world has impacted us as our default, but really our default being the kingdom. And I think that those are some of the things that we want to help encourage our people through this podcast, is to how to build some of those habits so that our new default can be the kingdom.
Yeah. So, as we kind of wrap up here, I'm excited for this new direction and this kind of shift. I think it's going to be fun, you know, having conversations with each other and being able to, just give people content and things to chew on. And I'm looking forward to the different guests we're going to have on, the different, maybe even controversial things. Because, the three of us, we agree on a lot of stuff, but there's stuff that, I never thought of that, or I don't see it that way. So it's, we're going to bring on people that, you know, will just kind of bring some more flavor and stuff too. So I'm looking forward to that. How about you guys?
Yeah, I'll bring my boxing gloves, Kyle. I'm just kidding, just in case you want to spot. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm exciting. I think I've learned so much from having discussions with you guys already. And so to be able to dive into the stuff that's aligning with our church and the sermons to the readings, I'm really looking forward to each time we get to meet and do a podcast together.
Yeah, I'm really excited for 2023. I feel like the Lord is lining up a lot of different things for us. And you'll be hearing a lot more of it as the year goes on. A little bit of insider information that God's got some cool stuff coming up for 2023. So you have to keep checking us out. You'll have to keep coming to church to find out what some of those exciting things are. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and encourage you to subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify so that you don't miss any new content. You can also check out our sister podcast, Catalyst Stories, available on multiple platforms as well. We'd also love for you to check out our church, Catalyst Christian Community. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach.